A J-Bear soldier was awarded the highest military honor for an act of heroism in a non-war setting yesterday. Sergeant First Class John Kearns received the Soldier's Medal for pulling a man from a burning car after it crashed and before it exploded a few moments later. A paratrooper with the 4th Infantry Brigade Combat Team 25th Infantry Division, Kearns was driving on Interstate 95 near the Virginia-North Carolina state line in 2011 when he saw a car veer off the highway and crash into trees. Kearns ran to the upside-down vehicle. He says the doors were locked, but most of the glass was broken out of the burning, still running car. The driver was incapacitated and the seatbelts would not release.
I had to physically cut his seatbelt off and pull him from the front two seats of the car into the back of the car to go ahead and pull him out.
Kern says he doesn't remember making any deliberate decisions about what he should do, but it was clear the car was going to explode.
When I was pulling him out, the flames were already coming around the side of the hood. The front of the car was already engulfed. And when I opened the other door to pull him out, I was asking for help from some of the other people there. There was a Federal Express employee, and there was another person approached when the tires started to pop. That was the end of my help. They dispersed.
The last thing Kearns did before getting clear of the burning car was grab the man's cell phone.
I remember thinking to myself that you know, this guy's had a pretty bad day. The only thing that's going to make it any worse would be to lose all those phone numbers.
Kern says the man was convulsing when he reached the car, and he suspects that he was having a seizure. That probably caused the crash. But it's unlikely that he'll ever know for sure. He found out from the hospital that the man was recovering, but he never found out who he had saved. The Soldier's Medal is awarded only for saving a life without regard to losing your own.